We're back after half term, and tonight on Tuesday, as normal, was my improvers class. And tonight we started looking at the principle of continuous movement, which provoked a lot of discussion and a lot of exploring the form. And I thought it was a really good class. I was really pleased with the way everyone else engaged with it. Now, one of the things that we talked about tonight was the summary of the model of continuous movement in our Tai Chi style. And for us, first of all, from a martial point of view, continuous movement is all about not hesitating. I was taught very early on as a martial artist, if you hesitate, you're dead. Either because you're creating an opportunity for an opponent, or you're failing to react and defend from something your opponent has already started to do against you. Hesitate and you're dead. And from a health point of view, it's all about maintaining a certain level of effort from start to end of the form, rather than dipping and rising in effort levels, so that you get a more training effect, a more stamina benefit from doing continuous movement and from doing Tai Chi. So those are the two main reasons of why we do continuous movement. But what does continuous movement mean? How do we do it? In our form, we take our timing from our breathing. We listen to our breathing, we make no attempt to control it. We just listen to it, and we observe our breathing, and that determines the timing. Specifically, it determines the timing of our stepping. As we move from stance to stance, the timing of how fast we step comes from breathing, and then we're looking at the stances themselves to understand whether we stay in the stance, or whether we're moving straight away to the next stance or not. There are places in the form where you stay in one stance. Cat stance tends to be one, but it's not always the only one. Sometimes it's front stance as well. And the rest of the form, when you're in cat stance, you go into back stance, and then you go straight away into front stance, smoothly. And then how that works with the arms is the hand movements have to take their timing, they have to fit into the way you're moving your stances. And that determines the timing for each of the individual moves you're doing. And that's our framework for how to, in your mind, how to process continuous movement.